Congratulations, Coach. Welcome to the Raiders.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You played linebacker and quarterback, so you know a little bit about both sides of the ball. What brought you to the conclusion that offense is where you wanted to be?
I just enjoyed the position of playing quarterback more than anything else. I think it's a position of responsibility, and I felt I had some leadership skills that I could help others out, and I just gravitated that direction. So always looked at myself as a leader and somebody that's willing to take on responsibility.
You may not necessarily have a past with our head coach, Coach Allen, but someone like Drew Brees.
Yes.
Connection there. Did you have any contact with him and ask him about Coach Allen?
Yeah, and Coach Allen, I know in trying to decide upon is Greg Olsen the guy for this job, I know that he reached out to Drew and had conversations with Drew. Well, in the same sense, I wanted to find out something about Coach Allen, so he was the first person I'd called, and certainly gave me glowing reviews about him, not only as a coach, but as a person. So, you know, I was excited to get out here and be part of his staff.
The first name that stands out when reading about you is?
John Gruden.
Tell me about that relationship, and did he share with you anything about the Raiders before you made your decision to be here?
Yeah, you know, I did not know John Gruden before I went to work for him in 2008. And really, I went to Tampa Bay based on recommendation of Jeff Garcia, had spoken to Coach Gruden. I met Coach Gruden at Jeff's wedding. So he brought me out there, and I was able to secure the job with the Buccaneers and developed a friendship with John, and still carries through to today. I mean, I just spent my last 2 days before I flew out to Oakland was with John in his office. So just a special guy, special person, special football coach. Obviously, you know, the last text that he sent me is, you know, you're going to a special place. So I know he had a lot of fond memories here in Oakland, and I know he holds the Oakland Raiders in high regard. And it's just a relationship that I've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy. And it'll be fun to share some Raider stories with them throughout the season.
Now, our head coach, Dennis Allen, had mentioned that one of the main things that you wanted to do was to basically make the plays fit the players.
Every player has a unique set of skills, and I think your job as a coach is to identify those skills mm-hmm. and then to tailor your offense around that skill set that those players possess. So I don't ever want to be pigeonholed as a guy he's a West Coast guy or he's a Don Coryell vertical passing game. Well, it depends on the team that you're on. You've got to be flexible. You've got to be willing to adapt. You've got to learn to study the game. But more than anything, you've got to identify those skills of the players that you currently have on your team and then try and tailor your offense to fit those players and find out what do our best players do and how do I put those players in a position to be successful. And that's what I've always kind of felt like coaching the National Football League is all about.
All right, outside of the game of football, is there somewhere else we could find you that you enjoy spending your time?
You'd find me in the Gulf of Mexico fishing. I'm hooked on saltwater fishing, so... I'm into the salt life. So.
What was your prize catch, would you say?
My prize catch so far has been a tarpon, a 212-pound tarpon.
My goodness.
So that was my best catch. I've caught a number of black-tip sharks and a number of sharks, but the funnest catch would be tarpon. I've caught a number of tarpon there in the Gulf, but I really just enjoy being on the water. I always tell people, you know, any day you're on the grass is a good day, I tell people. That's any time you're coaching, you're on the grass. My dad taught me that. Any day you're on the grass, it's a great day. And I think the same way about being on the water. Any day you're on the water, it's a pretty good day.
I want to ask you if you have a message or something that you'd like to say to the Raider fans who are trying to get to know you and want to know all about you, their new offensive coordinator.
You know, I'm just excited to be part of the Silver and Black and be part of the Raider Nation. You know, I'm looking forward again to getting this thing turned around here. There's a reason why I'm here, you know, based on a 4-12 season last year. So I'm going to be excited about being part of the reason we turn this thing around.